A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ryan Garrett owns a Barris Bar and Restaurant in Villa Grove. Garrett says he was shocked to see his power bill was $1,000 higher than expected. Now, he is forced to decide between cutting employee hours and adjusting his service.
And it seems like it always trickles down to the little guy, you know, like us, because, you know, your big companies, like your food suppliers, your things like that, they're not going to take a loss. So it all comes down to me.
So $1,000 increase on the power bill for that restaurant owner. I have experienced this myself, probably about a 45% increase from one month to the next on my power bill. And I had been hearing rumblings of it. And like an idiot, I was like, maybe it's not. Oh my God, it happened to us. Why are the power bills so enormous? And also, do we know for sure? Is this a Missouri, St. Louis situation? In addition to Illinois?
I know that it's Illinois.
It for sure is Illinois. Well, I want to talk to somebody who's been paying attention to this issue and has some knowledge on it. That's my friend, Illinois State Representative Brad Halberk with us. Once again, represents the 107th District. Representative, thanks for being with us today. This is an issue that is plaguing a lot of people, certainly in the state of Illinois.
Well, it certainly is. And this is growing exponentially out of proportion rather fastly or quickly here this summer. As we see, we're kind of into a warmer summer, but these rates are just crazy high.
Yes, they are. And, you know, we've gone through hot summers. We have these hot summers. I've never seen a bill go from one month to the next and jump personally, just anecdotally, but I've been seeing it and hearing it from all of our listeners. Can you explain to us what happened to cause these enormous rate jumps that people cannot afford?
Right. Well, so it goes back maybe as early as 2016 when the Future Energy Jobs Act was passed. That was a ratepayer subsidy to bail out some nuclear plants in Illinois. It was about a $700 million ratepayer subsidy to prop up some nuclear plants across the state of Illinois. Then the fast forward to 2021, CEJA, the Clean Equity Jobs Act, came into being. It was more ratepayer subsidies to fund different Equity Jobs Act, different kind of programs, all kinds of conservation efforts. The list goes on and on and on. And so we see that about 20% of the power bill is a state mandated thing, whether it's the sales tax or some other kind of a tax or a surcharge, or it's just to, you know, the ratepayers are going to subsidize these other kind of things that the environmentalists think are important to, making things better to live in the state of Illinois. And so it's just a combination of all these things. And then part two of that, or another part of that, is, you know, the premature closure of gas and coal-fired electrical generation facilities across the state of Illinois. And so, you know, when you take production offline, and demand continues to grow, I mean, more and more people have battery-powered devices that have to be recharged. You know, the data center thing continues to require more energy. All these things, demand is increasing, supply is decreasing, and the alternative energy sources of wind and solar are just not coming online fast enough. And so it's just a combination of a lot of things, Annie, that's just driving this cost up.
We're speaking with Representative Brad Halbrook, the 107th District Illinois State Representative there in the General Assembly in Springfield, Illinois. So let me break this down just a little bit, like super, I want to be super basic with this next question. If the energy initiatives by the supermajority of Democrats in Springfield and Governor Pritzker, if the energy initiatives had not been implemented, would we still be seeing price increases right now just due to the energy suppliers?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, when they put a timeline to say, okay, you've got to be at X percent carbon emission by this date, and these coal-fired facilities look at that, they quit spending money to maintain those facilities. I mean, there's just constantly ongoing maintenance into these different facilities, whether it's coal, natural gas, nuclear, whatever. And so if they say, look, we know that we're going to have to close by this date, we're going to quit spending money on it. And so they just take them offline eventually. I mean, now the governor will say, well, they're just not economically feasible. Well, you've put these arbitrary dates in front of them. They're not going to spend money right up to that date and then just quit producing. I mean, it's just not a good return on their investment. So I think if they would have been left alone, the market would have decided, they would have continued to maintain their facilities. I don't think that there's any better bang for your buck that you can get from energy production than coal. Now, some would argue maybe nuclear is a less expensive way to do business when it comes to electrical generation, but coal is a fairly low-cost production of energy.
Representative Halbrook, this is Ryan. It sounds like what you're saying is that this is a politically manufactured issue. So my question is, are the politicians aware of what they've done? Are they addressing it? Are they talking about it?
Well, I hope they're aware.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because I don't think it matters who your representative is or who your senator is, Republican or Democrat. ComEd customers and Ameren customers reside in everybody's district all across this state. We're getting the emails. We're getting the calls. I'm seeing the comments on my social media posts, whether it's a YouTube thing that we're put out or, you know, something on social, you know, Facebook or X. We see the comments. They've got to be seeing them, too. you know, we made the call, if you will, back the Republican members of the House Energy and Environment Committee. We asked for subject matter hearings before we left Springfield in May to address this oncoming crisis, if you will, that was politically manufactured. We knew that Ameren had already stated that the rates were going to be 18% to 22% higher because of the capacity auction that had been held in April. And so we said, look, we know that we're on the brink of something here really disastrous. And they told us, you know, the chairwoman of the committee said, well, maybe we'll do something in the second week of June. You know, that's come and gone. We've continued to put the call out. We put, in this press conference we had last week, we continued to talk about that. And it just falls on deaf ears. So I don't really understand what they're thinking or what their plan is, other than I think if they do convene a hearing, that they're not going to hear, they're not going to like what they're going to hear. But we have to have these subject matter experts in. We need to have people from the industry in. We need to have consumers in. This is like this, gentleman at the Bar and Grill in Villa Grove that you guys played the press conference when we were over there on Thursday. Got to have those people in and say, this is real stuff that's hurting us, and we got to have some action now.
Yeah, I'm going to have to dip into my savings to pay my electric bill for the last month. And I'm thinking right now about the people who are on fixed incomes. What are these people supposed to do? And I'm going to be the last person in line who comes up and says, like, what is the Illinois state government going to do with the taxpayer dollars that they don't have to help people try to solve this problem? Is there a workable solution that could be put into place right now, even retrofitted, to provide Illinois residents, people who just want to make sure that their house isn't 85 degrees in these crazy summers? Is there anything that can be done in your mind to help immediately?
Right. So I think there's a couple things that, of course, it would take some level of legislative action, but the governor or the speaker could call us back. But I think we need to clear the way immediately to give nuclear construction a clean path forward. Right. We just have got to remove, if there's any barriers left to nuclear plant construction, the Illinois General Assembly needs to get out of the way of that right now. Whatever they need to do, that needs to happen now. The other thing that's in CJ was a provision that the grid operator could make an appeal to the ICC or it's IEPA. Get my agencies correct. I think they could make an appeal to EPA to say, look, we're going to need more demand, and you need to roll the caps back on the production of natural gas. I think if they would roll those caps that were put into that CEJA bill on natural gas energy production, that would help. That would allow them. I mean, there's natural gas plants that have way more capacity to produce electricity than they can legally do, if you will. So that would be another thing. And then I think, get out of the way, repeal some measures in CEJA that, these net zero or carbon emissions. I think they need to repeal some of that stuff and get these coal plants back operational again.
But, if Republicans had a little bit more weight currently in the super minority, of course, J.B. Pritzker trying to be president, Pritzker working very hard to be on a national stage instead of seeing to the issues of Illinois residents on issues that we're talking about right now. Any of the things you just listed, will the Democrats entertain any of those thoughts?
Well, I think there's some interest in the nuclear thing. But, if you start going down the road today of a nuclear power plant construction, I don't know if you can get it done in 10 years. Okay, that's a long-term deal. Natural gas, I think you can get those put up a whole bunch quicker. But again, we could roll those caps back. That would bring some immediate relief, I think, going into winter especially. May not do much right now because I think there's some things baked in that is going to be difficult to manage. Yeah. But maybe going into winter, that would be a possibility. And then I think maybe the medium-term level of relief would be rolling back some of the emission standards to allow to bring some coal plants back online. And again, once those facilities are mothballed I don't really know how that might play out. We used to think that once you'd mothball a nuclear plant, that's never coming back. But we're seeing how that plays out now with Three Mile Island and maybe one other across the nation. So the Illinois General Assembly needs to do something. The Democrat leaders need to do something, because when you add 40-50% onto anybody's bill, whether it's somebody on a fixed income or this business owner or anybody in between or a large manufacturing facility, that's real money, and it's transferring that wealth from somebody to somebody else. And the question I have is, who's getting that and why?
Right.
We've got to have these answers sooner than later.
Real quick before we let you go, we're speaking with Illinois State Representative Brad Halbrook. For people who are listening right now, obviously you're a Republican representing the 107th District. I've done many events with Representative Halbrook, and you have been a constant fighter for common sense, even when it doesn't seem like Illinois Republicans have a whole lot of hope. You've always been there working very hard to represent those people. We are going into an election year. Obviously, get involved. For people listening right now, get involved, donate, use your time, use your money to support Republican candidates to help bring the state some common sense. But on this particular issue right now, does it make a difference if people are calling Katie Stewart, who's right across the river in the 112th, to talk to her about this, to call Amy Ehlich, who is advocating for common sense on this issue as well? She's my representative. What can people do on this issue right now to help push change?
Yeah, I think they have to be calling the, legislators on both sides. And again, I've talked to enough of my colleagues. I know the emails and calls are getting, and again, I trust them, the ones in your area, the Democrats. I hope that they're getting the same emails. I mean, I think that we need to put the calls into the chairwoman of the House Energy and Environment Committee from Champaign-Urbana and demand that these hearings be held sooner than later and get this thing under control. I just don't know why they are ignoring these calls, but that needs to be done.
Yes, it does. Representative Halbrook, thank you for the time today on a Monday afternoon. We're grateful for it, and we're going to keep in touch and see if there's any progress made on this issue for those people not able to afford these power bills, for sure.
You're welcome, and call anytime.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. The 107th District Representative Brad Halbrook, great to have him here. Drove to his district and did a speaking engagement for a Christmas party, I think it might have been. And lots of events. He comes to Effingham. I've been there with him. Just a lot of different places. He's a great guy, great representative, represents those people very well. And I'm glad he gave us some time this afternoon. Let's take a quick break. We're going to skip a segment here. We're going to go straight to Wiggins America. Next.
Sounds good to me.
Hope you got a lot of stuff.
I got great stuff.
This power bill issue, if people understand who's on what side of this issue in the state of Illinois, will move people to pay attention.
Yes, it will.
You don't have a choice.
You know what I'm worried about, though, is that we got maybe one or two more really bad bills coming, and then you're going to have fall. And so if something doesn't happen fast, this winter is going to be awful.
Outrageous.
Because winter's always worse than summer anyway.
Our YouTube poll for today is on this issue. Have you experienced an outrageous power bill in the last 6 months? Yes or no? I'm hearing a lot about this issue, but I'm wondering how many of you are actually affected about it. So get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. And also, your anecdotes, we would love to have your comments today on the live chat poll. So throw them in the YouTube live chat. Wiggins America, the Monday Roundup next.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.